Hello, I'm Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. During this season, as we celebrate Jesus' birth, it provokes a lot of thought and questions. Questions like, what keeps you going? What brings you joy? Why should you be thankful? We live in a time where we have so much, but suffer from so much disappointment and pain. I think it's because the most valuable, precious, and sincere things in life can't be bought. The Bible tells us exactly what we need to do. The Bible uses a simple grapevine to show us the way. John 15:1-9 reads, and Jesus said, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. You've already been pruned and purified by the message I've given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as my Father has loved me. Remain in my love. The word remain comes from the Greek word meno, which means to stay in a given place, state, relation, or expectancy. It also means to abide, continue, dwell, endure, stand, to remain. My friends, our strength lies in our ability to remain. To remain must be deliberate and focused. We must remain through our prayers, study, and thought life, and belief in His Word. I encourage you to be in relationship with those who can strengthen and encourage your growth in Jesus. Additionally, we must maintain our perspective through a thankful and grateful attitude. Thanksgiving to our God is a necessary lifestyle. Your remaining in Christ is your lifeblood. Just as a plant is anchored by its root, so are we anchored in Him. Just like a tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved or dry up. Always have a fresh reason to be thankful. Consider these scriptures. Psalms 1:3, He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Psalms 92:13, Those who are planted in the house of our Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. In Colossians 2:6-7, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. And my favorite and one of the greatest assurances, Isaiah 9:6-7, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. May the Lord bless you and yours during this tremendous holiday season. I'm Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.